This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Right Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Man.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige.
I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet rocks!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I mean, very few callers over the 22 year of the show have their own intro music. So, Dan?
Hey.
What up?
What's up?
Danny! How you doing?
I fell on black gaze. That's what I always say.
What?
I don't know.
That ain't the...
You know, you sing, y'all sing...
Yeah.
Okay. I got
yeah,
you.
You
said you felt now
fell on black gaze. I don't know. I don't know why.
That's what the song was, or you actually?
No, I just say that just because I'm stupid. Y'all sing dirty lyrics to stuff.
Yeah, and I sing them to that song, but I don't. I say something else.
I don't know.
Did
why
you apologize
I
just, to the gaze of color?
Oh my goodness!
And you fell on
yes.
Damn.
Okay, you should.
Sure. Yeah. Trust me.
All right. Good. So what is going on? I tell you, I always really enjoy your phone calls because they're always they start.
Well,
off
I appreciate
some,
it because
they start
FOF
off.
Dude doesn't.
Well, that guy can.
Oh yeah, you didn't
go
like
to hell or somewhere else.
You got a response to that guy, Dan?
No time for haters.
I give you his phone number. I'm not gonna beat his ass.
What's the last time you got into a fight, Dan? Like a
fist fight?
My last roommate, it was kind of he was kind of sick of me. He said I was a house Nazi and
what?
Oh, sorry. Was that okay to say? I'm sorry.
No, it's the 7 o'clock hour. It's demonetized now, but nevertheless.
My bad.
I'm gonna say it now. Nazi.
What? Like,
but
get the whole hour to say
he
it.
He was. I was only charging him literally $25 a week to stay here.
Oh man, can
so,
I live
mean,
at your house?
Yes.
And that was in 2020, from 2021 to 2022. So it wasn't. You know, I was trying to be nice, but I wanted a little bit of money.
Well, I mean, did you have too many rules or like? He was just upset
with
the
just,
money.
No, he just, I mean, that's what he thought. But, I mean, dude, it's $100 a month to live in, like, Asheville, a mile from the mall. Like, dude, you can't, I mean, you can't.
You can't
and,
beat that.
Plus, he's got the bed in the back because you don't like to sleep in the back.
Well, no, exactly. So, that's what I'm saying.
But he also had to deal with you of passing out all over the coffee table and stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Right.
Hitting your
no,
knocking yourself out,
hooking up with chicks,
neighbors,
watching cops,
prison pen pals. All those fun stories.
Grandpa's Viagra.
So what? Yeah, God. So what's new with you? What's been going on? I would feel pressure if I were you because you every time your calls top the previous call.
They really do.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, so I got a. I got a message from a mystery girl Tuesday evening. So I pulled up the message thing. So I got a message from somebody and it said peanut butter. This was at Tuesday at 7:03 p.m. It said peanut butter. And I said the F, but I of course said the word with a question mark. And then
you know you shouldn't do that because every once in a while I'll give you a great example, Dan. I had you know how you call somebody your friend, you maybe haven't texted them in a year or so. I texted a friend of mine last year, and I was texting him in the way that buddies will text. You'll call him like a funny word or whatever. Well, I didn't know, and he didn't really tell anybody that he had changed phones with his child. And then he texted me on the new number and said, "Hey, by the way, you're texting Jessica, just so you know." It's like I was like, wow.
Like,
you should have put that on your Facebook or something. You switch phones. But nevertheless, you said, what the F is with peanut butter? And then that message. How do you know this is a girl, by the way?
Oh, good question.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying I found out later. But and then she said jelly. And then I sent the... you know, the Brian Griffin with Peter, he did the It's Peanut Butter Jelly Time with him in the banana suit in the maracas.
Yes. I'm familiar.
Somebody watched Family Guy, right?
Absolutely.
We know.
Why are you?
But, like, was that all it was?
Yeah, because that's an older episode. I mean, that episode's from, like, 2006 or something.
Yes.
But anyway, so, and I said, and then after that I said, LOL, who's this? And I thought it was my daughter because that's just kind of her sense of humor. Like if she said peanut butter, and then I said the F, and then she would say jelly.
Sounds all like right. A father-daughter conversation.
This is fun.
Right.
Well, she's 16. I mean, it's not, you know.
Oh, of course.
She's not young. But anyway, so that was kind of her sense of humor. I said, LOL, who's this? Lisa, which is my daughter's name. And then, no, not Lisa. But anyway, we got, I kept texting, trying to figure out. Eventually she said, I was like, she said, I am a female, but not your daughter. And then I guessed a couple more and kept saying, nope, try again, try again. I said, is it family? And said, nope.
How long did this go on for, this conversation?
Well, this went on for, let's see, went on for 27 minutes.
Back and forth.
And she eventually said, oopsies, I have the wrong number.
Hold on.
So I said, oh, okay, well, at least the conversation was interesting at least. And then I said, have a good one. And she said, you too, peanut butter jelly time. So I forgot, I just didn't even bother to text again. And then Wednesday at 7:25 p.m., so basically 24 hours later, she said peanut butter. And I said jelly. And then I said, how are you? And then she said, horrible, me and my boyfriend just broke up.
Oh, Jesus.
Probably because she was messaging you.
You broke him up, Dan.
Yeah, and then we just started kind of talking. Anyway, it's weird, man. And then we've talked for the last couple of days.
That's real targeted, man.
She's 21, and you know, I'm 34, so that's kind of
awesome, Dan.
That's a big difference. You know what I mean? But she seems
Are you swapping pictures yet with her?
Well, she asked me for a picture, like just of what I look like or whatever.
You know,
and she said she would send one back to see what she looked like. So I sent a picture of me. You know, I mean, you know, I have nothing to lose, really. I'm single. I have been for a couple years. So I had nothing to lose. Did you send a sex picture? No, she didn't send it.
Did you send it and say, you sure you got the wrong number?
Like, what's the photo you sent? Like, did you go pose in front of the mirror and do a selfie?
No. I know this is kind of weird, but every time I get a haircut, I take a selfie. But I keep it on my phone because I like to get my hair cut like every 2 months.
Yeah.
So that way I can remember the last time I did it, you know, got my hair cut. I know it's weird, but so I keep it on my phone. So I sent the last haircut I had, the last picture I took of me with the fresh haircut.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
How did she look? Like, do you really believe
well,
that it's real?
I don't know.
Because it does sound
targeted. I don't know. She never sent me. She never did.
She sent
me a picture of a kitten with a meme of a kitten. And she got around it as a technicality. She got me with a technicality because she said, send me a picture of you and I will send you a picture. She didn't say a picture of herself.
Have you heard from the boyfriend? Yeah. He might try to message you and say, look, you
break it. No, she said that she just broke up with her boyfriend.
Yeah, but I mean, Fat Boy's saying maybe
anyway,
the boyfriend saw the text from you and now thought you were the
I don't know. We talked today too. We've talked since Tuesday, and then Wednesday she texted me, and then we texted for a while on Wednesday.
Wait, you were watching Cops and talking to her at the same time?
No, she wasn't up the. She hadn't been up this late. I didn't talk to her. Last I talked to her was like 11 o'clock last night.
Dan, what if I told you that Mystery Girl is on hold right now? Dan, say hello to Mystery Girl. Seriously, Dan, say hello.
Hello, Mystery Girl.
Hi, Bogeyman Dan.
Oh, no. You got cat farted or whatever that is.
Peanut butter.
Yeah. See, peanut butter. Oh, my God. Fat Boy. That's what exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking that I might be getting catfished.
Gee, you
I've
think?
Never been catfished before. I'm not kidding.
But they didn't send you back pictures of. So I think this is literally just somebody who is.
It's me.
Well, he privately sent me the picture or the name so I can investigate.
Yeah, Fat Boy knows how to do that.
I don't know. I just know her first name and
he can look it up by
phone number.
He can do it by phone number.
I can find out. I go to people's houses too. I'm not one of these just, you know, passively, oh, this is real or not. I hardcore investigate.
He puts someone in neon yellow reflector jackets. Pretends he's a DOT worker and knocks on their door.
I don't pave the roads either. So
all right, Dan. Good luck with that.
Meet
in a safe place.
I didn't know what to,
don't invite
yeah, I didn't
somebody
know what to do.
You having a hard time talking all over me, aren't you?
I'm sorry,
I feel
buddy.
Like a,
what's up?
Is it because my name is Matt, you're walking all over me, Dan? Uh-huh. Is that what it is?
No.
Okay.
Send her an action shot next time.
Send her. No,
I just didn't know what to do. Because,
don't
I mean,
send
like,
any
I,
nudes.
She's talking. No, God, no. But she's, I mean, we're talking, but I just didn't know what. Well, do you think I'm getting catfished? That really was what I was going to ask.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Hold on, Dan. Hold on for a second.
But she wants to see that salad. You
I want to come back to talk to him, but not about that stuff.
Show me your salad, Dan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Dan shouldn't feel so bad. I'm now getting beat up on the text line, too.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to discourage Dan. And Dan is thick-skinned. He gets it. I mean,
he's a big boy.
We're all the same. I will get haters text in. Fat Boy will get haters. But then those people will not even see each other's conversations, but they'll argue with each other and not even realize it. Well, he's got his freedom to say what he wants to say.
Uh-huh.
I am telling you what. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no. Dan, don't let it bother you. Hey, people are
What did I say? What did I say wrong?
People are dickheads. Fat Boy, answer line two, please.
That's one of them.
No, for real.
I just don't know what I know it's kind of like, I don't want to pull the curtain back too much, but I mean, I messaged Fatboy just to make sure that, like, I was like, are you sure I should call in?
Oh, no.
You sound
no,
upset. We
no,
didn't mean it that way.
People are just, people that,
I just don't know what I did wrong.
These people are jealous, is what it is, Dan. They are jealous.
No, I don't.
Yes, they are.
I don't
think they don't get any text messages.
They don't.
They don't.
It's always good, Dan. It really is. It's, look, honestly, if it weren't, we wouldn't even bother with it.
That's the thing. I what I said earlier, I love your calls. I really, really do. And you know the people's calls I don't like? Jeremy Clements. I don't like his calls.
That's why he comes in.
It's why we have him in. We will not take his calls. I don't like phone calls from Attorney Rob Inario. Let's go to him. He's on line two. Attorney Rob Inario, good morning. That was a joke.
Yeah, good morning, folks.
Hey, folks.
Hey.
Rob,
I haven't chatted in a while.
I was going to say, you've been like on the air, like physically with us in person more than you've been on the phone. So this is a rare treat right now. But you sent in a text. You wanted to share some information with Dan. And this right here, the text you sent, I mean, holy crap.
Mind-blowing.
I'm surprised that I didn't realize this was a thing. But go ahead, Rob.
Well, I hate to say it, party man. I think you're getting scammed. I get at least a couple phone calls a month, and it's always starting out as a random text message with the wrong number. Then a conversation develops. Eventually, the victim, the male, will send nudes. And not long after, we'll get an angry phone call from the quote-unquote girl's father, who is threatening to report him to the police unless he pays $1,500 for her counseling because she's so messed up in the head. And I've even seen these scams go so far, they have cloned the sheriff's office phone number right to the desk of a sexual crimes investigator and used his name. I actually got involved, spoke with him, called the investigator. The investigator said, yeah, no, that's not me. But you wouldn't believe how often that happens.
So, God, it's that easy
to do. It's the beginnings of a slow scam. It is. You can have fun with it. I get these sometimes. I've created a false persona. I have an old picture I found of a guy named Steve, and I pretend that I'm a widower and I lost my wife, Mabel. And they say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, she's around here somewhere. I just got the dementia. And I'll mess with her.
Oh,
and
goodness.
The longer you mess with them, the less they can be finding other victims. So, Dan, you can have fun with this.
Yes.
Just don't send nudes.
Dan, that's great. Like,
I'm not the type to send nudes. I appreciate that.
No, don't send nudes. What if I've got one
too.
Of Rob I'll send you. Would you send it for real? Like, Rob, are these coming within or from within America, or are they outside the country? Do you know?
With voice over IP, it's all over, but I can tell you the ones that I mess with, eventually you get some little English screw-ups that are telltale. But I have fun with them. I can make it last for a couple of months. If I'm sitting in traffic bored, like, you know what? Steve hasn't talked to Allison in a while.
Oh, my God.
So if I get a message.
Allison, do you have any investment strategies for me today? The last one tried to get me investing in gold, the one before that. Tried to get me to invest in some sort of stocks or bonds, and then this extortion scheme is pretty common.
Wow.
So if we get a message from a female named Norma Stitties, we should watch out. Right?
Norma!
You think? Norma.
Ask her what her first name is, and if it's not Evelyn, yes, it's a scam.
Evelyn. This is Evelyn.
This is Evelyn.
Thank you, Rob.
What are you trying to tell me, dude?
Anybody trying to know me, dude?
See,
Rob.
Look at that. It's awesome.
Rob calling us from TV this
morning. Thanks, Rob. Hey, thank you, man.
You
Mom, Evelyn, how are you?
Glad we could.
Hung up.
It wasn't free. That was $500. We'll send you his Venmo. That's a consultation.
What the hell are you trying to tell me, dude?
What are you trying to tell me, dude?
Mom, Evelyn, how are you?
I get screwed and tattooed. But yeah, I was. That was kind of like my final question was if I was maybe getting catfished.
Yeah, I think
that was the thing. Because she said she got my number off of Porta John. Like, seriously.
Where was that at, man? That one should have been at the beginning.
She said in downtown Asheville. Well, I was.
You're looking pretty good, Dan.
First off, have you written your phone? Is that your way of looking for new friends? Is writing your phone?
No. But I think it's my jerk last roommate. I could see him writing my. I could see him write my number on a. I could see him doing that because.
Yeah.
God Almighty, that's the one I got to fight with. But yeah, I could see him doing that. But again, that's what like I was saying. I wanted to know if I was probably maybe most likely getting catfished.
What have you heard from the girl you actually hooked up with? Have you heard back from her?
Yeah, she messaged me actually night before last or last night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But we were just random stuff, nothing like sexual.
Dan, one word answer. Who's winning?
Probably not going to happen again.
Who's winning Sunday? Just one word. No,
Philly.
Philly. Philly's work? Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Okay. Eagles.
All right, Dan. You have fun. Be careful. And
thanks,
we'll
guys.
Talk to you soon. All right. See you, buddy.
Love you, guys.
Love you,
bye,
Dan.
Bye, Paige. Bye, Fat Boy. Bye, Matt, man.
Bye, Dan.
See you, party. I ain't saying the other
word.
Bye,
party man.
Party man, Dan.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Who in the world will
win Spellenburg?
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Yeah.
Boom up, Spellenburg. Boom up, Spellenburg. Boom up, Spellenburg. Boom up.
Ba-bow. Is he saying ba-ball? Like a kind of ba-ba-ball, ba-ba-ball, ba-bang, bang, bang, diggy, 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 diggy.
Jump the boogie.
And the bang, bang, boogie to be.
I thought he said my ball.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. It's not a test. I'm just rapping to the beat.
I love a good bobble, bob, bang, bang, diggy, 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 said boogie, said jump, boogie.
Oh, you, hold on. Let me see if I did it today. No, yes, I did. My next rejoin, the next hour. Oh, it's a banger.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
So wait for it.
Yeah,
is it mumble
boys.
Rap or is it really good?
It's no, banger doesn't mean, it's not a gangbanger.
Okay.
No, it's what the kids call the good tunes.
Yeah.
It's a banger.
Back
a
in banger. My day, a gangbang was a celebration of
bodies.
Bodies.
Okay. I've never been to one.
Let me cook.
Are bussin'. You okay?
I don't know, actually.
I believe it's storming again.
Oh, my God.
Let's welcome.
It's scary over there.
Let's welcome Paige's partner in crime today. It is the man that's often copied but never duplicated.
Never.
It's Party Man, Dan. Daniel, good morning.
My balls.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Party Man. It.
How are you, Daniel?
What's up, guys?
Did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
It was uneventful.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Matthew, did you go on your second date?
This is a game we're playing right now?
Oh, let's talk about the second date.
Oh, come on, man.
We don't, we already don't have time for this.
PMD, I want to know.
You know what? We did wonder, Dan, what is your educational background?
Fatboy wondered that. I already know. I know you well. Go ahead and tell him.
I went through, I went through half of my senior year, and then I found out that I wouldn't be able to graduate with my graduating class. I would have had to go for the next year for literally one class a day. So I would go for one class a day and then leave for the whole day. So I just said, screw it. I went and got my GED, and then I took some AB Tech classes.
God, I feel like I'm talking to myself. I was offered a chance to come back in the next class. I didn't do it.
Yeah, well, I got caught with a gram of cocaine at school.
I had Lord
Tech. My junior year, and that's what... that gave me a 365-day expulsion, and I had, all A's and some B's, and it, of course, turned them all to F's. So I went, it did, because they
character.
Damn cocaine.
So much better.
It's unbelievable.
Turned them all to F's.
It did. So
I went to coke in middle school. This guy's doing it.
No, high school. I said high school.
Oh, high school,
my
school
junior
too,
year.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's, I said junior.
I mean, a lot of people partied at that age.
Principal's like, if you don't share this with me, I'm kicking you out.
So I went to Blue Ridge Community College and took some classes.
Sure, they appreciate the shout out.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Well, I took some classes that that would transfer to high school credits. But something got screwed up in the middle and all that.
Who's doing all this screw up?
It's backwards.
Well, I'm just saying, I went back my senior year, and it was one credit shy. So I just said, you know.
So GED is what we're looking for.
So how long
does
it?
GED, I went to AB Tech for some. I took chemistry there and a couple of math classes and stuff. So basically, some college.
Chemistry's fun.
I should have graduated, like, very much so.
I mean, if you know grams of cocaine, you probably are good at chemistry.
That's anyway. That's one thing you can't say about drugs. It does teach you about measurements and stuff.
Atoms, nucleus.
All right, we got time.
Well,
we know
the gram. Yeah, all right. the whatever. Sounds but anyway, true. Sorry about that.
Dan, welcome.
Yes.
Paige, welcome.
Thank you.
Dan, you've listened all week. You know that this has been it's been a fun portion of the week.
Really?
No, I'm actually really behind because my uncle taking him to the doctor. But I did read the description, and I've seen y'all have been playing Spellenberg.
Okay. Wow. I feel like we shouldn't have you on then.
Well, no. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay,
I know y'all been playing it.
All right, so it looks like we're gonna do best of one.
Sounds good.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I asked
You'll
a bunch
win,
of questions.
Dan.
They just fall.
All this stuff. Okay,
my bad.
Here we go. Word number one. Scream your name, and then when we go to you, then you spell it. Word number one. Is Odyssey.
Paige.
Daniel.
Oh. Paige was in first.
Is it, which way are we spelling it? As in the company, or are we spelling it?
You've already rang in, Paige.
All
I don't know that you can ask additional information.
All right, I'll do it. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That is correct. That is correct.
Oh, what's up, Balin?
Mark Hendricks did say if you didn't spell it right, you would be let go. So
yeah.
You get
fired.
A good job.
You'd be let go off the roof, yeah.
By your ankles.
You're fired.
Should ignite you.
You're fired.
Can you play cool sound effects on your phone, Dan?
No, not like Big Brown. No.
Okay. Big's got the app.
He does.
Paige in the lead.
Well, I've got an iPhone. So better. But anyway.
Wow. He's got
I hate Androids. My bad. I hate Androids. Okay. I don't like Android phones.
This is a judgment-free zone. We're not going to say anything about any of that.
Yeah, phones are good.
All right.
But Nick Brown's phone is great.
All right. Here we go. That was one really to give Paige. Let's make this easy here. Word number two, Suboxone.
Daniel.
Daniel?
Suboxone.
That's correct, Dan.
I have no idea.
It's a tie game.
Oh, this is coming.
But I don't take it. I take methadone, so, I mean, why would you think I would know how to spell it?
I thought you had the strips.
What? No, man, I take methadone.
What is it?
You can't take them both, can you?
Is it like a...
Suboxone it's basically like methadone, except some people... I never was able to benefit from it. I kept getting high when I took it.
Are they suppositories?
No, there's pills. Well, there's Subutex. There's Suboxone has that the naloxone in it, which if you try to get high, like on any kind of like opiates,
it makes
you sick. It's like Anabuse.
Oh, I can't take it.
Like
anything.
Anabuse, you know, for the alcohol. You remember in the day?
Who would make such a thing? That's awful.
That is awful.
Yeah, really.
All right, here
no,
we go.
That's good. I mean, you
I
take
know.
It.
Well, I take Lortab and I just throw up.
You had any left? All right, here we go.
No.
Word?
Yeah, I was going to say, give it to Matthew or me.
Well, I did the last time.
You boofed it too
I'm
far.
I'm kidding.
That's why you puked.
I'm joking.
You
know what? I'm messing with
Dan. If you
I'm
can,
messing with you, Matt.
If you can beat Paige, we'll give you all the drugs in our pockets. Deal? Okay, here we go. Word number three. I'm not wearing pants today. Sorry. Word number three. Embarrass.
Paige.
Daniel.
Paige in first again. Ooh. Here we go.
You full of shit.
Paige, go ahead.
Embarrassed.
That is incorrect.
Dan?
Dan for the steal.
He didn't say embarrassed. He said embarrassed.
I didn't.
Embarrass.
That's right. She didn't say bear-ass, though. I mean, she left out the second R.
I thought you said
bear-ass. She put the ED, right? And didn't you just say embarrassed?
She only put one R in embarrassed. And it's
God, wow. Man.
That was fast.
I got beat by Party Man Dan.
You know what?
Congratulations.
Dan, you know what you and Paige have
in
common?
I'm sorry, Paige.
Don't feel sorry.
There's always a story. There's always a story with you two. Like, there's so many questions that we don't have time for about the drugs in the high school.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to get into all that. My
bad. First off, you got to quit going through life apologizing so much, Dan. I appreciate your niceness and kindness.
I got into...
Yeah.
Like, I don't apologize to anybody for anything.
No, he doesn't.
Well, yeah, but I shouldn't have, like... I kind of made it about me a little bit.
Yeah, but Fat Boy ran over someone yesterday.
I did.
And didn't even apologize.
And you think they're deserving of an apology?
He threw him a radio station bumper sticker and kept going.
You're a terrible human being.
I killed somebody yesterday. You think I'm apologizing for it?
Dan, congratulations. We're going
to
reach into the prize pocket. You get a Metformin. You got a Metformin.
There you go.
Congratulations.
I'll give you some hormones.
No, I knew there wasn't going to be anything like that. I knew.
You listen to the show. We don't have prizes.
Hey, Dan, did you take my advice?
Because you're syndicated. Yeah, I knew that.
Did you take my advice for the pregame before you came on today? Because if you
No, I just finished my last drink like right before, and then I smoked a little bit of
weed. How come you got the pregame and I didn't?
All right, go do that now.
Wait a minute. You drinking alcohol?
Oh, really? Yeah. No,
no, I'm serious. Oh, Lord.
No, you promised
me. No, I...
Wow. What? God bless.
No, I just drained my last drink. I drank my last... I didn't want to drink on the show, so I drained it like about probably... 90 seconds before
now, for
I
the
came
record,
on there.
I didn't tell Dan to drink. I told him to, you know,
pleasure
no, himself.
He told me to,
five-knuckle shuffle.
Right.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.